The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello and welcome to the second episode of Climate Crisis. Today, I will talk about deforestation as a key contributor to climate change, the effects of deforestation, particularly in the Amazon, and why we need to protect our rainforest. Most people are familiar with photosynthesis, the process of converting carbon dioxide into oxygen. But did you know that the trees that perform it are endangered? Deforestation or cutting down of trees is one of the key contributors to human-caused climate change. When trees are cut down, much of the carbon it has been storing is released back into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. According to the Carbon Brief, deforestation and other types of land use change contribute to over 11% of yearly worldwide carbon dioxide emissions. Research shows that deforestation was responsible for 30% of carbon dioxide emissions from 1861 to 2000. The greenhouse effect would likely become even more evident as a result of deforestation, and climate change would become considerably worse in the future. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or the FAO, the global total forest area is over 4.06 billion hectares, but it is shrinking. The FAO reports that since 1990, deforestation has taken nearly 420 million hectares, primarily in Africa and South America. Forests are cut down to make room for a variety of agriculture products and other human activities. However, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists, there are four globally traded commodities responsible for the majority of tropical deforestation today. They are cattle, soybeans, palm oil, and wood production. I'm going to concentrate on deforestation in the Amazon for this podcast because I believe the Amazon is the lungs of our world and the sole remaining rainforest in terms of size and diversity. According to National Geographic, over the past 50 years, around 17% of the Amazonian rainforest has been destroyed and much more is threatened. The Amazon rainforest is not burning because it is dry. It is burning because of greedy, profit-driven companies. A significant cause of deforestation in the Amazon results from an industrial farming practice known as slash-and-burn agriculture, the process of intentionally setting fires to spread through the forest. Another contributor to the Amazon degradation is cattle ranching. Fast food companies like McDonald's, Walmart, and Burger King have been contributing to deforestation by raising their cattle on deforested ranches in the Amazon. According to the Climate Institute, every year, 46 to 58,000 square miles of forest are lost to deforestation, which is about 48 football fields every minute. Allowing this behavior to continue would result in mass extinction of not just trees, but of animals, birds, and insects who inhabit the Amazon rainforest. We as global citizens have the responsibility to condemn such abhorrent practices in the Amazon. Concerned about our future, certain people and groups have taken steps to preserve the Amazon rainforest. For example, in the early 2000s, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, then Brazil's president, made great strides toward ending deforestation in the Amazon. Brazil was ahead of schedule in meeting its 2020 goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from deforestation. But today, the current Brazilian government is going the other direction. Instead of protecting the Amazon and its people, the current Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, is supporting the activities of big companies in destroying the Amazon rainforest and the indigenous territories. During his 2018 presidential campaign, Bolsonaro declared, "Not one centimeter of land will be demarcated for indigenous reserves." From this, it is clear that Bolsonaro is not interested in saving the Amazon or its people. Instead, he is trying to make money by giving big companies access to misuse the Amazon rainforest. The government's failure to act against the people contributing to deforestation encourages them to do more. The Brazilian government places economic growth above ecological conservation. In 2015, Bolsonaro said, "There is no indigenous territory where there aren't minerals. Gold, tin, and magnesium are in these lands, especially in the Amazon, the richest area in the world. I'm not getting into this nonsense of defending land for Indians." It is clear that Bolsonaro's interests don't align with the forest and its people. Instead, they serve corporate profit. Bolsonaro even said he is ready to open the Amazon for business. During Bolsonaro's presidency, actions taken against illegal deforestation declined. Taking steps to end deforestation is our best chance to fight climate change, to protect wildlife, and defend the rights of indigenous people and traditional local communities. Corporate invasions are responsible for the deaths of indigenous people and climate activists alike. According to the Indigenous Missionary Council, there was a 150% increase in corporate invasions of native territories under Bolsonaro's presidency. When they burn native villages and territories, these corporations threaten the lives of these tribes. Tribal leader Andre Caripuna explains, "The invaders were strengthened by Bolsonaro. They believe they are backed by the president. I am afraid there may be a massacre. I am afraid for my life, for my people." Brazil's Ministry of Environment is not interested in doing anything for the indigenous people or the forest itself. According to the Sierra Club, an environmental organization, between January and May of 2019, it issued fewer fines for illegal deforestation than it had during the past 11 years. The tribes native to the Amazon are crucial for the preservation of the rainforest. Research has shown that indigenous people are one of the most important agents in protecting the Amazon rainforest. According to Paulo Moutinho, a senior scientist at the Amazon Environmental Research Institute, in Brazil, indigenous land have some of the lowest deforestation levels among conservation units. The indigenous people are putting all efforts in saving the Amazon, and if we want to save the Amazon and its treasures, it is important to recognize their rights and help protect them. The people in the Amazon are suffering day to day while the government just watches. The people of the Amazon have great knowledge of the indigenous flora and fauna. Because of deforestation, not only are we losing important species of plants and animals, but also the people who know the most about them. Some tribes choose to remain in the forest because that is what they call home. These tribes have been there for thousands of years. They work, sleep, eat, and play there. When rainforests are cleared, they lose more and more of their home, making it hard for them to live. When trees are destroyed and not replanted, we lose more and more important plant and animal species we could still be studying. According to National Geographic, forests cover less than 10% of the Earth's surface, but they hold more than half of the world's biodiversity. The Amazon rainforest and the species living there are not adapted to fires. Because of the fires caused by corporations, animals in the Amazon rainforest are being displaced and are perishing from flames, heat, and smoke. Because of the fires, the ecosystem in which the animals live is changing. The canopies are opening, increasing sunlight and changing the energy flow of the system, thus affecting the food chain. According to William Magnusson, a researcher at the National Institute of Amazonian Research, once you take the rainforest away, you lose 99% of all species. A new study suggests that more than half of all tree species in the Amazon are considered endangered and threatened by extinction. The researchers found that at least 36% and up to 57% of the Amazon tree species should qualify as threatened on the International Union of Conservation of Nature's Red List, the most widely recognized authority on threats to species conservation. With deforestation, we are not only losing species we know about, but also many species yet to be discovered. We are reaching a tipping point. continued destruction of the Amazon threatens the atmosphere with catastrophic volumes of carbon dioxide. Every year, we add 40 billion tons of carbon dioxide to our atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. Reducing this amount of carbon dioxide would require many mature forests, which would take more than 100 years to grow. We must take steps for reforestation by planting trees whenever we can, because trees would decrease carbon dioxide levels as well as global temperatures through the process of evapotranspiration. If the rate of deforestation doesn't decrease, then rainforests could start emitting more greenhouse gases instead of absorbing. The New York Times reports that the Amazon rainforest stores around 100 million tons of carbon. By comparison, in 2017, coal plants around the world emitted 15 billion tons of carbon. Therefore, even if only a small percent of trees lost to deforestation burn, this long-time buffer against climate change becomes a driver of it instead. Deforestation poses to cut the air supply of the lungs of the world. It is important that we do something before the Amazon reaches its tipping point. Most people believe that destroying trees is not a problem, but rather a benefit, because it frees up space and gives a variety of benefits. But for those people, my question is, which is more important, life or benefits? Do they realize that cutting trees puts their life in danger? Today, we are combating a number of significant diseases, such as malaria and cancer, for which the Amazon contains cures. Studies show that around 25% of all drugs in modern medicine are derived from the rainforest plants. For example, the Global Citizen reports quinine, the first effective medicine derived from the bark of cinchona tree used to treat malaria, was originally discovered by the Quechua, an indigenous group that still resides in Peru and Bolivia. Losing medicines such as quinine would have devastating effects on communities affected by malaria across the globe. According to a study, today more than 60% of anti-cancer agents come from natural products. The Pacific yew tree produces an alkaloid, Taxol, used against ovarian and many other cancers. The National Cancer Institute claims that 30% of patients with advanced ovarian cancer responded positively to Taxol treatment. Because of drugs like Taxol, people with ovarian and breast cancer have hope for better treatment outcomes. Today, because of deforestation, the Pacific yew tree is on the IUCN Red List of threatened species. Consumers play a big role in pressuring companies to source their products in deforestation-free regions. We must do something that makes it unprofitable for companies to contribute to climate change. If you want to fight climate change and deforestation, boycotting companies and getting your friends to boycott them will do much more than using less paper. There must be a global movement that condemns and boycotts these companies. The only way they will listen is through their wallets. If the government were to step up and aggressively enforce illegal deforestation laws, it can make a huge difference. But if the Brazilian government continues to look past what is really happening, then more and more people will continue to decimate the Amazon forest. We should get the community involved. Once we teach people the consequences of deforestation, then more and more people will get involved and help stop it. Deforestation is a huge problem affecting Amazon's basin and, by extension, the rest of the world. At this point, we are losing not only our precious rainforest and their inhabitants, but also invaluable resources to cure many of the world's diseases. Therefore, we find ourselves in a state of emergency. The threat of climate change and deforestation isn't limited to animal and plant species. It will affect people living everywhere in the world, including the United States. The effects of deforestation are already hurting the environment, and solutions need to be made to stop it while we still have a chance. Ignoring our environmental problems makes us irresponsible citizens. We need to help our planet for it to help us. Our environment, The world in which we live and work is the mirror of our attitudes and expectation, and we should take some steps in saving it. Thank you for listening to today's episode. In the next, we will talk about how coral reefs, the sea's tropical rainforest, are being destroyed because of climate change.